Yeah, well, I brought it up at the council meeting there, and I read the actual letter into the meeting, and I was totally bewildered as to the letter and the contents of the letter that the HSE had sent me. Now, it's good to get information from the HSE, but I was shocked, really shocked, at how they stated the letter and more or less trying to silence me on an issue that I felt that needed to be brought to the fore.
You've been threatened with legal action if you repeat those allegations in the council chamber. I know you never made them in the media.
Yeah, that is correct. I was threatened with legal actions, you know, but I read the letter out in the chamber just to let the other members know and be aware of some of the situations that arise when you bring something to the chamber.
It's unusual for the threat of legal action on issues that are being discussed in the council chamber, perhaps even unprecedented.
I would say it's unprecedented, and they've stated that it's an allegation. Now, from my own experience, I feel that it wasn't an allegation.
So what now? Will you continue to keep this issue alive? Of course, you claimed that the way smoking laws were being enforced, it was to the detriment of business. Are you silent on that now, or will you continue to champion that cause?
No, I'll be continuing. I'll definitely be continuing with that cause, because I do feel that the publican is getting the raw end of the deal. I feel that the HSE are still using case stated rather than the actual Tobacco Act to enforce the legislation on the publicans.
And do you think they should have more in their mind than drafting personal letters to you, albeit they got your name wrong to some extent?
Yeah, I feel they should have more better things to do than send me letters threatened with legal action, because I'm trying to represent the people that voted me in.